This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. According to Oscar Wilde, only the shallow know themselves. The exhibition at Richmond Center for Visual Arts, by that name, features the work of three recent Gwen Frostick School of Art graduates. Working in sculpture and ceramics, painting and video installation respectively, Kaylon Khorshid, Sophie Lane Dennis, and Audrey Mills investigate the search for self and how objects, images, and spaces merge, fall apart, or splinter unexpectedly. Kaylon Khorshid and Audrey Mills share perspectives on their art.
My name is Audrey Mills. I studied printmaking in college. However, I work in video. The piece that I have in the Richmond Center right now for the exhibition Only the Shallow Know Themselves is a video installation, sound, and then some, I guess you call them sculptural type panel things suspended throughout the room.
So there's something both tactile and there's also a video.
Mm-hmm. And there's sound with the video. So I work a lot with sound. My senior exhibition was called Spooks, Blackness and Spectrality. And that one was also more of an installation and immersive environment where I was fortunate enough to get the whole gallery. So I actually cut off all the lights, and then I had videos playing on all of the various walls. I also think of video a lot as print.
Do you? How does that work?
I guess in its most basic sense, print is the transfer of an image from one surface to another. The gist of it is you're taking an image that's on some kind of stable surface, platform, and then transferring it to something else.
Okay.
So particularly within my work, there's always the initial image that, you know, that is housed in this digital form that then gets projected onto a wall, typically. Within the installation that's up now, the images are projected onto the panels.
And Kaylon, tell us about who you are and what your art form is.
My art form is also interdisciplinary. I use many different things. I studied ceramics as an undergrad. I've not only used ceramics in my work, I use many different things. So I guess it's just about searching and just a never-ending question.
So when we go to the art show at Richmond Center for Visual Arts, we're going to see, well, you already talked about your presentation. In your case, then, it's ceramics?
No, mine is an installation. It's site-specific installation where I used the space of the gallery and the walls and its whole atmosphere as part of the work. It's kind of also like a performance piece. The act of me making it was really important. That was something I actually just found out during the process of making it. I was like, oh, I should actually be recording this because this is like what's really important to me is the act of doing it.
Is there actually like a video of you creating?
No, there isn't, but that's what I realized there should be.
Okay. Well, art's always in revision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's about like the process, and it's an installation. I guess that's what I consider it.
Quite different from ceramics then.
Yeah, it's not like traditional pottery. That's how I first learned and was trained and what really sparked my interest in pursuing a creative path. I really liked learning the traditional ways of being a studio potter. And there's a lot of mystery that I learned from ceramics, just mystery of wood firing kilns and atmospheric kilns, and that really sparked something in me and wanted me to keep running with art and creating and things like that. My work now isn't really, it's not like it depends on ceramic anymore, but it's a big part of it. Like clay is a very essential component.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars.
Well, Kaylon, earlier you said something about success and that we have to rethink what success is, which may right. not necessarily be a fat paycheck.
Right.
And I think a lot of artists, almost all artists, have to make that decision between life right. satisfaction, the thing that drives you, mm-hmm. and pursuing maybe that well-paying career.
Right.
What defines success for you, either one of you? What do you have to reach in life, do you think, where you're going to say, I've made it, I've done what I wanted to do or what I needed to do?
I don't know if I'll ever get there.
I don't know what I need to do.
Lifelong pursuit, yeah.
Right.
If I'm happy, that's success for me, like ultimately happiness. And I do want, like, I want to be comfortable. My dream is to have a house on the beach of Lake Michigan so I can look out my window every day and watch the waves.
A fatter paycheck.
I know. But, yeah, that's a goal I have. But I think success is, in the world, is being able to contribute something positive, not just being, like, successful for yourself personally, like, your own little life.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
just a little bit outside of that, too. Just, you know, helping the community in some way. Like, I don't want to just be a selfish person. And so sometimes being an artist, you think about, like, oh, am I just doing this because it makes me feel good? So that's, I think, a big thing for me. And, well, I'll feel successful if I feel like I'm contributing something that's not, like, you know, bigger than myself, that is out, you know, like helping other people. So I think when I feel like I've reached that point where I've contributed outside of myself, then yeah. I'll feel successful.
Art can be a very solitary pursuit. You're mm-hmm. right. But at some point you need to connect with your viewer or reader, yeah. depending on what your like
helping
art form
other people
is.
Know that it's okay to be free and creative and think the way they want to think. And I think that that's a really important thing to help spread.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Audrey? What's success for you?
That's a good question. I think that success for me is, I don't know, like a sense of satisfaction, but also I feel, I don't know, I think it's, there is a part of me that kind of always believes that, you know, I don't know if it's some kind of destiny or fate or... Mm. Yeah, it's kind of hard to describe, but, you know, throughout, like, my time at, like, Western and, like, even now, there's this sense that I am where I'm supposed to be. And I think that is part of it. Yeah, also being able to contribute to the community, like, thinking about all of, like, my professors and other artists that, you know, have contributed, like, have had, like, made such an impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to go to grad school to be able to teach. Not on like a grade school level. I don't think I have the I don't think I got the whatever that is that you need to do that. I don't think I have it.
Not full time. It's a special thing for people who do that.
Yeah. But I would like to teach at like a college level and, you know, be able to have an impact on, you know, a younger art student, you know, like the professors at Western are just amazing.
Mm.
I mean, as far as like any art school in Michigan, I don't think that there's anywhere else that I would have wanted to be.
I agree.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artists Kaylon Khorshid and Audrey Mills. Their work and art by Sophie Lane Dennis is on exhibit at the Richmond Center of Visual Arts through March 17. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.